From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The city manager of Arcata has written a letter to the mayor and city council updating information surrounding the David Josiah Lawson case. In it, Karen Deemer reveals a number of developments, including Sergeant Ortega, who has assisted with the case since the beginning, has been reassigned so that his time is solely devoted to the case. An investigative case analyst has completed a case review and an action plan for detectives to initiate. Two detectives, each with more than 30 years in law enforcement, including extensive homicide investigation, are on the case as well. Plus, Humboldt State University Police has assigned a sergeant to assist with the investigation part-time. The new team following up and reinvestigating every lead previously brought forth in the case, as well as new leads they've developed from their case reviews. Deemer also had a follow-up conversation with now-retired FBI agent Tom Parker, updating him on the case. Finally, the Police Foundation was hired to review the police department's response and to make recommendations for improving major criminal events, including response to and investigation of catastrophic multiple-victim and/or multiple-witness incidents in the future. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office currently investigating multiple vehicle burglaries that occurred on Saturday in the Cotton area between the hours of midnight and 6 a.m. Total of 7 vehicles broken into on Sundial Court, Excelsior Road, Walnut Drive, and Primrose Avenue. The Sheriff's Office wants to remind residents to remove personal belongings from vehicles, including extra keys, garage door openers, anything of monetary or personal value, and lock doors. Anyone with information or possible surveillance footage during the above times is encouraged to contact the Sheriff's Office regarding those break-ins. Well, the Coast Guard continues its response to a sailboat that partially sunk outside Crescent City Harbor after hitting rocks last week. Sailing vessel Paxis 1 crew members contacted Coast Guard Sector Humboldt Bay watchstanders requesting help after hitting rocks near the Crescent City Harbor entrance. Del Nar County Sheriff's Marine Unit arrived on the scene, evacuating crew members without injury. The Coast Guard was unable to take the sailboat in tow due to the advanced state of flooding and submersion. The Paxis 1 remains partially submerged outside Crescent City Harbor and is not showing any signs of pollution. The Humboldt County Prescribed Burn Association will be conducting prescribed burns in the Bear River area tomorrow and Wednesday. The burns will be held on two private ranches and will focus on restoring coastal rangelands that have been invaded by coyote brush, blackberry, poison oak, and Douglas fir. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.